Hey 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 my podcast listener, with me Ervina Anggraini Maliki. I'm back with another fable story telling for children. The title this time, I will bring up The Lion, the Mouse and the Cat. This is one of the great fable story about animals with more lesson for children. So here, let's hear the story inside. Once upon a time, a mountain lived a mighty lion. This lion was strong and courageous. One day, when the lion was sleeping in his den, a little mouse came out to play. The mouse showed the lion's beautiful, beautiful mane. Look at it shine, so bright, so brilliant. The mouse told the moment the mouse looked at the lion's mane, he could not take his eyes off it. Then he set to nibbling the mane. He nibbled and nibbled and took the broken mane hair to his little den. The mouse was happy with his job. Soon the lion awoke, and when he saw his uneven mane, he became angry. He roared and roared. "Who dared to do this?" the lion yelled in anger. "However it was, we'll pay for this." The lion then inspected his mane carefully. Thus sudden and angry, he realized the uneven form of cutting was done by no other animal than a mouse. The lion then decided to go to a nearby village. "I will get some help. The mouse will surely pay," the lion told, reaching the village. The lion looked for the mouse's worst enemy. "A cat will take care of this situation in no time." The lion found a cat and took the cat back to his cave. While the cat was inside the cave, the lion instructed the cat to keep the mouse away from him. The lion fed the cat and made sure the cat was healthy. When the mouse showed the cat, he could not come out. "If I go now, I'm sure to die," the mouse thought. The mouse stayed hidden for several days, but hunger struck. The mouse finally ventured out. The moment the mouse came out, the cat picked the mouse up and ate. Once the mouse was dead, the lion had no use of the cat, so he stopped feeding the cat. Soon, the cat grew weak and passed away. So, I will tell the moral of this story. You should treat everyone with respect, not only when you need them. Thank you for listening. I'll be right back with the new title of the fable storytelling. Love you guys. Goodbye.